Virginia, thank you so much for giving us the time today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for having me on.
You've brought a lot of attention to the needs of the deaf and hard of hearing community through your involvement in Governor Andy Beshear's daily coronavirus briefings. What has the response from that community been in regard to the pandemic and you being there each day bringing them this information?
Well, as the executive director of the Kentucky Commission on the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, we are a state agency under the Education Workforce Development Cabinet. And we actually work, and one of our mandates is to advise the governor. So this makes for a perfect partnership opportunity. This is the first time that the governor's administration has ever included us on a briefing or stage. So we really owe a lot of gratitude to Governor Beshear for allowing us to open up this door to access. He really wants to include everyone. This is very difficult on individuals anyway, the coronavirus. But when you have an individual that has a hearing loss and has to work very hard to lip read or understand what's going on, this actually compounds things even more. And it's scary to not get information. To get information firsthand is fabulous. This is what the governor is allowing us to do. Provide that information out to the deaf and hard of hearing population, which in Kentucky there's a little over 700,000. And it's very difficult to get all that information out.
How much of that population rely to some extent on lip reading? May 11th, the recommendation goes into effect that we all wear face masks that are supposed to cover your nose and mouth. How's this going to affect those people?
Well, that's one of the biggest issues that we're dealing with right this minute, and that is because most of that community, in fact, almost all of the 700,000 would rely on it somewhat, because it is very important that they're able to lip read if they do not have a sign language interpreter or other forms of communication. So the mask have created a real issue in the sense of trying to lip read, as you can well imagine. It covers, and a lot of the grammar in even if an interpreter is there, a lot of the grammar's on their face as well.
Yeah, during the daily briefings, you're very expressive in listening to Governor Beshear, and you can see that played out in your expressions.
Absolutely. It's hard to tell whether somebody's frustrated, mad, angry, without having the whole face, because that's where a lot of the grammar is. So it is a concern for us all, and I'm currently trying to work with University of Louisville's engineering department to try to come up with masks that are more clear. They make them. Most of the masks that we see now are disposable. I'm trying to work with University of Louisville's engineering department to come up with a mask that is fog-free, clear, and can be wiped out and used again.
Wow, what's the progress been on that?
Well, we're waiting to hear. They were excited to work with us on this. They apparently have a grant to try to develop some PPEs, and they find this to be a specialized area that they think they're going to be able to help us with. We've started our discussion, and we're waiting to hear back on what designs they've come up with. In fact, a deaf individual that works at Kroger helped connect us with University of Louisville, and we're grateful because of the issues that she was having.
So until a design is finalized and approved and is safe, what are some of the recommendations for communication? I assume you have to remove the mask and stand 6 feet apart.
That is one option. That is certainly one option. There are some masks available right now that individuals are actually making here in Kentucky. They're sewing fabric around where it ties, and then they put a clear sort of a window where the lips are. And that is a great option. We just know that we need to get something that is engineered a little bit better, but that can we can send out to the masses. So there are options, and definitely if you have to take the mask off for a few minutes and stand 6 feet apart, to try to get your point across, yes. But as the governor said yesterday in his briefings, when we speak, we can't help but to spray a little bit from our mouth. That is just a natural reaction. you know, when you speak. So
mm-hmm.
we're trying to make sure we keep this population safe.
If you're just tuning in, I'm joined by phone with Virginia Moore, Executive Director of the Kentucky Commission on the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. The state is constantly trying to expand testing. Are there any issues for the deaf and hard of hearing community when it comes to actually going and getting a test for the coronavirus?
Well, of course, yes, you have a communication issue, but something that the Kentucky Commission on the Deaf and Hard of Hearing did right away, as soon as they started opening testing sites and drive-through testing sites and working with the hospitals too, we got with Dr. Stack's group and we developed a COVID point communication card, whereas you can point to if you have a fever, how many days, this is how the test is going to look. It should, there's graphics on there that shows how the test is going to be taken up through the nose with a swab, and it asks certain pertinent questions that they may ask. So it's a communication card. It actually can be used as English is a second language. So if a Hispanic individual came through to take the test, they could actually use this communication card.
Non-emergent medical care has been suspended for some time. It means people can't go and renew their eyeglasses prescription or really anything of that kind. Has this impacted people?
Well, it's going to impact the deaf and hard of hearing community just like it did anyone else. If their hearing aids have gone bad and they need their hearing aids desperately to communicate, that has become an issue. In fact, I do know one individual in particular that was having problems with her hearing aids, and she could not get on a Zoom meeting because she did depend on her hearing aids for communication until she was able to get them fixed, and they figured out a way to do that. Also, the going to the doctor or having to do telemedicine. If you need to use telemedicine, then they need to incorporate either an interpreter who can use American Sign Language or a captioning company that will do remote captioning to try to help make sure that communication happens. And some of the doctor's offices and hospitals that have tried to use telemedicine has not been that easy. So we're trying to advise individuals on how to hook in a captioner or American Sign Language interpreter to try to get telemedicine working.
So many Kentuckians right now are filing for unemployment. There's a backlog of cases. What are some of the issues that deaf and hard of hearing people face when they're applying for unemployment and calling and trying to get help on these applications?
Absolutely. It is a very difficult issue. We are trying to work with unemployment. We're trying to work with individuals that have been trained to let them know if you're calling through a relay service and the individuals that have been trained, and there's over 1,000 plus individuals that are taking these calls. And if there's a delay or if there is, it sounds like it might be a robocall or a scam call in whatever way, they've been hanging up, and that's difficult. Also, when they call back, they may have to call back through the service. Trying to get online is very difficult because not everybody has internet services, and when they do get online, some of the questions are a little complicated. You have to understand individuals that depend on American Sign Language, English is not their first language, so that is something that we're also having to deal with. So the commission is trying to work, especially in the last 2 weeks, to help individuals resolve problems, make sure they are able to get their application through.
Virginia Moore, Executive Director of the Kentucky Commission on the Deaf and Hard of Hearing and ASL Interpreter for Governor Andy Beshear's Daily Coronavirus Updates. Virginia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for contacting us to make sure that some of these issues are highlighted and that we can all work together to come to a resolution. So I appreciate it very much.